Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, y'all. I hope that you had an enjoyable holiday of passive-aggressive family members and awkward gifts that you pretend to like because you don't want karma or the spirit of Krampus to F your life. Whew! Today, after weeks of waiting, I am finally able to give my review of Star Wars, The Force Awakens. In Episode 7, Luke Skywalker has gone AWOL after one of his young Padawans, Kylo Ren, decimated a new class of young Jedis. Sounds familiar? It should. And everybody in the galaxy be looking for him, including the Resistance, a bougie label for rebel forces, a new sect of the dark side called the First Order. There's a map, there's a girl, there's Harrison Ford looking grisly as ever, and a whole circus of guest celebrity appearances to pepper this new universe. All right, let's get to the dirty. When I first saw the film, I was overcome with raw joy when I learned that the film did not suck. Hats off to you, J.J. Abrams. However, is that enough these days? Sure, handling a franchise such as Star Wars is no small feat, and the new film bore more resemblance to episodes 4, 5, and 6, thank heavens, than it did to those other three films we all pretend never happened. However, The Force Awakens, in my opinion, was much like A New Hope. The Resistance is looking for a savior. Darkseid is completing this massive planetary killing device. A new Jedi awakens. The Resistance has to infiltrate a dark base to rescue one of their own. I mean, hello, y'all? Same, no different symphony. Were we so traumatized by episodes 1, 2, and 3 that we pretty much would have taken anything? Don't get me wrong, the film was great. Not groundbreaking, not innovative, not overly imaginative. It was just great. I did like how Kylo Ren is a whiny little brat and how we learned more about the stormtroopers, who they are, what they like, where they came from. I like the rise of the strong female Jedi, like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but in space. And I like how the hot resistance fighter pilots, man, might be gay. But maybe, JJ, you needed to offer something familiar to ease us into this new era. Like goldfish that need to stay in their little baggies to acclimate to the aquarium, we too needed time to adjust. However, I'm going to expect something a little bit more from you, JJ, in the episodes to come. With that, I give Star Wars The Force Awakens 3.5 X's out of 5. The Force was lukewarm with this one.